Hey, Dak, how well do you know Carson Wentz?
I mean, I know him just pretty much just from the draft process. So, I mean, I'd say I know him for the most part. Became buddies through that process, going to the Senior Bowl together, in the combine, being in the same group, and just spending that time together then.
Obviously, you guys being in the same division and both having success early, there's a lot of either connections, comparisons. Is that something you invite? Is it something you try to avoid? How do you what's the approach you take?
Yeah, I mean, I don't honestly pay any attention to comparisons. I don't like to compare myself to anyone. So I don't pay attention to that. But it's hard when Carson's playing the way he's playing and the Eagles are as hot as they are to not see and not pay attention to his stats and what they're doing. But, I mean, he's a great player. It's obvious. I noticed that through the whole draft process and had a lot of respect for him then. So, I mean, he's a great player and looking forward to this Sunday and hopefully many years to come going against him.
Dak, going back to that first game last year, they did a pretty good job against you for most of the game until the drive in the fourth quarter and then in overtime. What worked well for you guys at the end that maybe they were doing well to stop earlier on?
I mean, yeah, they play well. They do a good job underneath on routes and all that. But I think early in that game, for the most part, I wasn't clean. I wasn't cleaning my footwork and the details to our offense that allowed them to take advantage of that. And then it was important just to get back to it as I was able to late in that game.
Dak, what looks different about the Eagles' defense this year than last year?
Yeah, I mean, they're a different team. We see that some of the changes in the secondary, they're playing off of their offense. I mean, their offense is getting the points and getting them leads, and they're able to kind of use that to their advantage. So, I mean, they're a great defense. I mean, we know how powerful and how strong they are up front, and they're all around a good D and well coached. So we're excited for this.
What's the film show you about number 93, Tim Jernigan?
I mean, the film doesn't lie. He's active. He's always there. He's going hard, and that's respect. And he's not the only one up front. Their whole defense, especially the D-line, get after it.
Dak, how do you think you've improved as a quarterback this year? I mean, do you feel like you're able to take on more responsibility maybe than last year? Are you doing more, do you think?
No, I mean, they never really held the offense away from me last year. So the whole part of doing more or having more responsibility, none of that's changed. I've had the offense fully, I guess, for the last 2 years, but I completely feel better as a player, as a quarterback, just from experience, simply. Getting through reads faster. Just better with the ball than I felt like I was last year.
Without Zeke, Dak, does what they ask of you change much?
No, not at all. We're an offense that we believe in what we do, regardless of the personnel or the individual, the personnel that we're missing or don't have at the time. So we're still going to run the ball. We trust our offense. We trust our line, and our offense is going to stay the same. We're going to be a balanced team that likes to play aggressive.
Jim Schwartz was raving yesterday about your ability to throw on the run in either direction. What has made you, I mean, going back to Mississippi State even, I mean, how have you developed that skill?
Honestly, I mean, I think that just comes from my love of the game going all the way to backyard football, from running around and just throwing the ball, not even playing quarterback until middle school. I mean, I was just an athlete. So I guess that's what it comes from, of just my initial love of falling in love with the game, running around, just being a kid, throwing the ball, and obviously being able to work on that skill in college and that offense I had, and then it's the same now in the pros.
Dak, have defenses defended you differently in terms of the zone read this year?
I mean, some defenses, yeah, they're a little more aware or ready for the zone read and playing their ends different or gap exchanging to do something if we do pull it. So defense are definitely more aware and ready for it.
At this time last year, we spoke to you on this call, and you talked about your first impressions of Fletcher Cox in college. What was it like playing against him finally?
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, he's a guy that likes to talk. He likes to try to mess with me. So from both games, anytime he's back there, even close, he's letting me know he's there. And he's a great player. And, I mean, you see it on film and saw it. Any chance I play in.
Coach Schwartz also acknowledged how you could do damage from the pocket. Now, a lot of quarterbacks in the past, you know, that were mobile quarterbacks were kind of challenged to win from the pocket more. How do you allow yourself to just let your game come to you and play what your game is, whether it's in the pocket or on the move?
Yeah, I mean, I want to play from the pocket for the most part. As a quarterback, that's what I'm supposed to do is drop back, sit in the pocket, make guys miss from the pocket, and make the throws downfield. So that's what I work on pretty much every day. And then when I get in trouble or when I feel something, I just kind of instincts I allow to take over. And once I'm outside of the pocket, it kind of goes back to being a little kid again and just the play scratched at that point, and people are running and just got to find somebody doing scramble drill and playing backyard ball.
Dak, early on in your career at Mississippi State, I mean, not many people at the time were regarding you as a legitimate NFL prospect. What did you do to make that leap to get the league to realize that you could play?
I mean, I don't know. It's a tough question. I mean, I didn't change anything that I did. I mean, I just continued to work hard, and I think I just honestly just got better from my senior year to my first year in the pros of that. And that's something I've done my whole life, is just continue to work hard in the offseason and just hopefully get better at that. And I think I was able to do that. And what I think people didn't recognize in that whole process is my knowledge of the game and being able to play in different systems.
Last week was tough for you, 8 sacks. Obviously, this week you guys are working on stuff to prevent that from happening. But it had to be unexpected for you to feel that much pressure after the way you have been pretty well protected this season.
Yeah, I mean, definitely unexpected. Nobody goes in the game preparing for anything like that to happen. But for me, I'm glad. For me, I know we're coming this weekend. We've got things to clean that up. So excited for this week to go out and to get better and get that performance out the way and show a different performance this Sunday.
That's followed to what you spoke about at the beginning. What's it mean for the NFC East to have quarterbacks like you and Wentz here probably for a long time?
I mean, it's great. Hopefully it just makes our division that more powerful and makes this division fun for many years to come. So, like I said, I'm excited for this Sunday, for the rest of the season in this division that's showing well and hopefully for many years to come.
How are things evolving with you and Dez? I know his stats are his big plays specifically, he's not making those as much. How is that whole dynamic developing with you and him as a receiver?
Yeah, me and Dez are great. Our relationship on and off the field is great. And we don't let missing each other on a throw or on a route concept bother us. So we're going to continue to stay at it. We're going to continue to iron out the kinks and just continue to get better. And I'm not going to stop targeting him, and he's not going to stop trying to get open and making plays on the ball.